KO4HKX, KO4PXB.
HKX, sorry about that, Lloyd. He called me driving, I put some apple on it, try to eat it.
We understand, but you eat on your own time.
It's about the only time I have this, my time.
This is definitely true. Like I said, most of the time when I'm at my desk during the workday, that's pretty much the time that I get to enjoy my lunch.
It's been a really frustrating day with just, like, everything keeps trying to stop me from going on.
Did you get your computer issue resolved?
Some of it, but not all of it.
Have you blamed Bill Gates yet?
No, it was actually Matco trying to push out an update, and that messed it up. It seems like every time there's an update, one or the other, either for Microsoft or Matco, the day before my computer just says, uh-uh, we ain't working, and it takes 2 or 3 days to get it straightened out.
If you know those backups normally come out on a certain day, what I would do is just do a do a backup of your own system, you know, the day prior to that. That way, if you need to, you can actually restore it yourself if the Matco company allows that to be done.
Yes, actually, when I shut down every day, I do a backup. It's just I've got to get home to do that shutdown.
Yeah, I'm not sure where your files are stored at, but I would definitely have 2 thumb drives. On your person, that way you could definitely put it on those thumb drives at the end of the day prior to shutting down. That way you have those also in case your system crashes prior to that point.
Yep, I have a thumb drive for every day of the week, and then through the day I print 2 receipts for every transaction, one for me and one for the customer. That way I have a hard copy of everything that happened that day.
And I think there's one of the companies on somewhere online that you can actually make a free online storage in the cloud. That way, if you ever needed to put stuff up in the cloud, then you can put it up there also. That way you have multiple backups copies.
Need to look into that one. I don't know, I've never been a fan of storing stuff off-site, but I get the benefits in it, but also the vulnerability in it all at the same time.
That's why it's not very expensive, but definitely do the paid service instead of the free service, because you're right, you never know where your data is being stored at. It could be on the server with a formal Secretary of State, and you think you get my meaning.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
We'll just leave it at that, because I don't understand why more things did not come out of that situation, but so be it.
Well, we don't have the political clout they do, and I'll leave it at that one.
Biggest reason I think behind that is the people did not step up and force their opinion about it. They're going, eh, what, nothing I can do about it, instead of standing up and stomping their feet enough.
But Lloyd, I am crossing the state line, so I'm going to drop out of the repeater here in just a little bit and go into the black hole where no radio waves exist. So you be safe and enjoy the rest of your trip on KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. Good to talk to you.
Sir, please be careful, and I'll definitely talk to you if you're going to be on the net this evening. Please be careful. Until another day.